We're in Masechta Zvachim, we're in the third parak, we're in the middle of Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah discusses the following scenario. Person who is Shachnu al Manas Litnu al Gabi HaKevesh. A person shechs the sacrifice, and his intention, not that he actually does this, but his intention is to sprinkle the blood on the ramp, which has to be on the Mizbeach itself. Shalo Keneged HaYisod, he doesn't sprinkle it on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, or his intention is not to do that. Litain es hanitonim lomata lomala. There are certain times when a person is supposed to be sprinkling the blood on the bottom of the mizbeach, and his intention is to on the top. Yes, hanitonim lomala lomata, or vice versa, that it's to be on the top. He wants to sprinkle on the bottom. Es hanitonim mifnim b'chutz, ves hanitonim b'chutz mifnim. That he wants to, instead of sprinkling on the inner area, he wants to sprinkle on the outer mizbeach, or vice versa, or for that matter, if he has the following other kavanas, shachu tameim, that he's shechting the sacrifice with the intention for someone impure to eat it, which is not permitted, shiakrivu tameim, or that someone who's impure should actually be engaged in the sacrifice, shachu arelim, that someone who does not have a bris milah should eat from this karma, which is also not permitted. Shakrivu hu arelim, or they should take part in the sacrifice. Shabar atzmos haPesach, in which the Torah says you're not allowed to break the karma Pesach's bones, but your intention is to do so. Lechel menunor, to eat it raw. L'ariv damo b'dam suin kosher. A person would mix up the blood with invalid bloods together. Nonetheless, all of these improper thoughts, still, as long as it was done properly, kosher. It's still a proper sacrifice. As we said, the whole prohibition of pigul is only in the event that a person has an improper thought that it wants to have the sacrifice either consumed outside of the proper time or the proper place. And then the Mishnah concludes the last four words about Pesach v'Chatos. Also, when it comes to the two sacrifices, the Karma Pesach and the sin offering, Shlo Shman, if a person would have brought these sacrifices without the intention of having in mind those specific sacrifices that are being brought, that's the only other time in which those sacrifices will be invalid.